Tom Withers, Associated Press. LeBron, after Mac misses the second three there, you drop to the floor and kind of slap the floor. What was going through your mind at that point?
I gave it everything I had tonight. My teammates did. Played our tail off, and you know, to be able to win a game like this, you know, with so many ups and downs and so many lead changes, it's a huge win for our team.
LeBron, Kenny Rowe to WHBC Radio. You started 0 for 10 tonight, but still had an amazing stat line. Can you just take us through the slow start? What got you going? And if you could compare this to game 5 in Detroit in 07?
You know, while I was struggling earlier, I missed a lot of shots that I know I'm capable of making, obviously. It's a lot of layups, missed a couple threes, and you know, my teammates kept me afloat. You know, even me having off, I think I was 0-for-9 at the end of the first quarter. It was 24-21 at the end of the first quarter. And we was in the game because of my teammates. You know, they picked me up, and you know, I just tried to do some other things while I was struggling offensively as far as shooting. You know, for me, offense as far as scoring doesn't define my game. You know, I've always wanted to be a triple threat in this league, being able to rebound and to assist and also to score. So when I wasn't scoring and those guys were picking me up, I was able to do other things to help us go. And you know, every game is different as far as the game 5 in Detroit, and compared to this game, it's so much different. You know, it was a 2-2 series at that point, being in Detroit. You know, tonight is a 2-0 series, you know, being back home, and you know, it's much different, but you know, the win feels great.
Yes, Matthew, I wanted to see if you could just respond to Al Horford. He claims that, or he said that he feels you have a track record now for hurting opponents, and I wanted to get your take on the play and that comment.
I mean, I would obviously disagree with that. I was boxing him out, and you can see from the baseline view that he's pulling my left arm down.
And LeBron also, how are you feeling now, and what do you do to recover from what happened today?
How am I feeling? I've been better, you know, so you know, I'll be around the clock treatment as usual. Get my mind, get my body ready for Tuesday.
Chris Parker, Cleveland Scene. LeBron, I've heard it said in the past that Larry Bird used to say that rebounding was mostly will. You had 20 rebounding opportunities. You grabbed 18 of them. Could you tell me about your will to rebound?
Well, we needed it, you know, tonight, and you know, we gave ourselves, you know, 19 offensive rebounds, extra possessions when we went shooting the ball well, and you know, for me, you know, we played a lot of small ball tonight. But even when we was big, I just try to help our bigs out, try to help them rebound. You know, it's good offense for us when I'm rebounding, able to push the break. Just being, you know, in that mindset that I just try to get every rebound as possible that was in my lane. And the one or two I could have got, like you said. But just being in the mix and, you know, just helping us get extra possessions.
Howard Beckel, Bleacher Report. LeBron, Blatt described your injury as cramps. I know you'd grabbed your leg several times during the game. Was this similar to what you'd gone through in Miami in the finals last year and previously, or is it something different?
No, it's probably, it's the same thing. You know, I play to exhaustion. You know, I play hard, and you know, and I give my teammates, I give myself as much as I can give, and sometimes the body just kind of shuts down at times, and that's what happened tonight at one point. But even in the overtime, I asked to come out, but you know, I had a second thought. You know, and there was no way I can go. I wouldn't have felt right about the situation. You know, win, lose, or draw, if I'd have went to the bench and not been out there for my teammates. So, you know, it was mind over matter at that point.
For either of you, when you're out there, what responsibility do you have for the safety of the other 9 guys on the floor?
What does that mean?
In terms of style of play, do you have to be mindful of whether it's running into a guy, whether you're going up for a foul, hard foul?
Well, you just play the game the right way. I mean, you know, and, you know, at this point, you know, you try to do whatever it takes to win. You know, you don't want to hurt nobody. It's not, no one, I don't think, our league goes around trying to hurt people. But you don't take the aggressive nature out of the game. You know, and I think in the case of, you know, ever since you were a kid, the ball on the floor, the first man to the floor, usually gets the ball. There's no difference between what Delly did to Kyle Korver last game and 18 guys diving on the floor late in the game tonight. It was like six or seven guys diving on the floor for that loose ball. You know, when Delly was on the floor, JJ was on the floor, Mike Scott was on the floor, Shump was on the floor, JR was on the floor. Just no one got hurt. You know, and there's no difference between me boxing out or Al Horford boxing me out and Delly boxing someone out. That is a fundamental box out. That's all it is. And we all know that, you know, we don't never want to play with the integrity of the game, you know, and try to get people hurt. That's not what it's about, because we all want brotherhood at the end of the day, the NBA family. But you play to win the game and you play aggressively. I mean, that's what it's about.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN.com. LeBron, that corner three has been pretty good to you these playoffs so far. Is there any?
I need to shoot more there. No other three has been good to me. Basically, that's what you're saying. So,
is there any story behind it? Tristan Thompson suggested that perhaps Damon Jones deserves some credit.
which side of the credit? The I'm not shooting so well credit, or
you tell us.
Nah, I mean, he does for sure. I mean, he works. We work every day and just trying to, you know, get the ball up there and not think about it too much. And, you know, first of all, the offensive rebound by Double T was huge. I seen in his mind that he wanted to go back up for that shot, and I yelled his name probably as loud as I could yell it because I wanted another opportunity at it. And just seen Paul Millsap kind of running out a little out of control, and just gave him a pump fake and just – I just stick to my routine, you know, things that I've worked on all year long, and, you know, make or miss, I would have been satisfied with the result.
John Schumann, NBA.com. LeBron, would an earlier version of yourself been able to handle an 0-for-10 start as well as you did? Would have it affected you more, you know, a few years ago?
Well, not a few years ago. That's a few, probably like 3 or 4, so I was still going to the finals at that point. I probably 23, 24, 25 maybe. You know, and I think just because I've had experience, you know, and it's not about, you know, the younger LeBron or anything about that. I've been able to have experience over the years that's helped me get to this point, you know, and I really don't, you know, my game is so much better than it was when I was younger, you know, and I just try to, everything that I've worked on over the course of years and the mental side of the game, I just try to incorporate that on the floor, no matter, you know, if I'm making shots or missing shots or whatever the case may be.
LeBron and Matthew, Mark Schwartz, ESPN, on this side. First of all, Matthew, Damari Carroll said that a player should never dive at another player's feet. Okay to dive for a basketball, but never to dive at another player's feet. In the case of Korver in game two, in the case of Horford tonight, did you feel that you were guilty of doing any such thing?
I got it.
I can answer if you want.
Okay, you got it.
I saw the ball, I dived on the floor. If I stay on my belly, it's gonna be a jump ball. So I protect the ball and kick it out to a teammate. On the other one, I'm boxing him out. He's pulling my left arm down. I'm trying to stay up, and he's just pulling me down. So, I mean, the tape's there.
And there's no – what's the – in game two, well, answers two hands shoves me out the air. I mean, the fact that I'm still playing, we don't talk about it. But he two hands shoves me in the air. So – What are we really talking about? We want to talk about us trying to win basketball games or about those guys trying to figure out a way to, you know, Matthew Dellavedova is this type of – this guy, he works his tail off every single day. He beats the odds, and he comes to play as hard as he can every single night. You know, and if they're focused on Delly, then they're focused on the wrong thing.
both talk about.
Chris Ains, Cleveland.com. Since you brought that up, Bron, you talk about antics. Do you feel that some of the things that the Hawks are doing is not getting the plug that maybe Dele is, getting some of the criticism or your team in general?
Well, I mean, it's not really our concern. Obviously, I'm a little off about it because this is my guy, this is my teammate, and this is a guy that goes out and works his tail off every single night, and people are trying to give him a bad rap. He doesn't deserve it, and I don't like it. But I'm not going to get involved in anything that's outside of basketball. That's not my place. What I care about is how we prepare every single night, how we prepare in the film session, which we will have another one tomorrow, and how we go about trying to win a basketball game. That's going to get 99.9% of my mental, but I will protect my guys for sure.
You guys talk about being a game away from making it to the finals and what needs to happen for you guys to get it done here.
Just got to do, we defend. We, our coaching staff will give us a game plan, and it's up to us to go out and execute it. We had a lot of mistakes tonight. We did some things well, but we had a lot of mistakes tonight that we can clean up on. If we come in with our defensive mindset as we had the whole playoffs thus far, we give ourselves a chance to advance. If not, then there'll be a game five.
LeBron, Aaron Goldhammer, ESPN Cleveland. Is that more pain than you've ever played through at any point in your career? And how do you do that when you're hurting and you just keep pushing through even when you're about to break?
It's current, so I would say yeah. I don't remember how I felt 2 years ago at a certain situation, but I'm playing through a lot, but it doesn't matter. I don't want any sympathy. It's no rest for the weary. If I'm putting on a uniform and I'm on the floor, I have to make things happen for our team. It's that simple. And I'm not the only guy that's limping. I'm not the only guy that's cramping. I'm not the only guy that's hurting. There's a lot of guys out there that's playing as well. And I'm one of them as well. So I got to go out and help our team win no matter where I'm at.
LeBron down here, Ray Jasky, ESPN 990. Could you talk about Shump and JR, how big they were tonight, how big they've been to the Cavs, the defense they play, the big shots they hit, maybe the emergence of Matthew also, especially in the light of Kyrie and his absence, and what they've been to you guys?
Those three guys, obviously, JR, and Shump, answer your first part of your question. They were a huge night. JR gives us a double-double, and no one talks about it. Gives us 17 and 10, and obviously what Shump does, he rebounds, he defends whoever you need him to defend, and he gives us 15 points tonight as well. And the guy next to me, he's been thrown into a situation that he wasn't thrown in all season for the most part, and that's starting, being our starting point guard with Kyrie being absent the last couple games. And those three guys have answered the call. They've played exceptional basketball. They've defended. They've done everything we need them to do. We need them to do it a little bit more. Every game is going to be challenging. As hard as it was to win tonight, game four is probably going to be just as hard as it is as it was tonight. So, but those three guys are playing unbelievable basketball, and without them, we wouldn't be sitting here at this point.